Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're going to be taking a look at the world of data privacy and AI.
Specifically in 2025.
Yeah, in 2025.
A lot can change.
Can AI be both a threat and a protector of our data?
That's a great question.
Are we really moving towards a passwordless world?
It seems like we are.
It seems like we are, and what can the Target data breach from 2013 teach us about all of this?
A lot.
To help us decode all of this, we have with us an expert in the field.
Happy to be here.
Who can break down complex tech topics.
I'll do my best.
And help you understand what it means for you.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's start with the basics.
Okay.
When we hear the terms data privacy and data protection,
right,
what are we actually talking about?
So those are two terms that often get confused.
Are they the same thing?
They're not.
Okay.
Data privacy is all about who has access to your information.
Okay.
Like a VIP list.
Gotcha.
Data protection, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
is more about the methods and the technology used to secure that information.
So like the security guard protecting the VIP list.
Exactly.
Okay.
So data privacy sets the rules and data protection enforces them.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get it.
Perfect.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine a doctor's office.
Okay.
They have very strict rules about who can see your medical records.
Right.
That's data privacy in action.
Makes sense.
But if they don't have the right security measures in place.
Like what?
Like encryption.
Mm-hmm.
To actually protect those records.
Oh, I see.
That information could be vulnerable.
So they might have the best intentions about privacy.
Yeah.
But if they're not protecting it, it's kind of all for nothing.
Exactly.
And medical information, that's pretty sensitive stuff.
Very sensitive.
So the stakes are high.
The stakes are very high, and this applies to more than just healthcare.
Right. Like my online shopping.
Exactly, your online shopping.
And my social media activity.
All of that leaves a trail of data.
Which is valuable to companies.
Very valuable.
Okay, so that brings us to the wave of data protection laws.
Exactly.
GDPR, CCPA.
Right, since GDPR was rolled out in Europe back in 2018.
A few years ago.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of countries stepping up their game.
So it's not just about checking boxes for compliance.
No, it's about building trust with customers.
Which is important.
Incredibly important. In fact, studies have shown that 73% of consumers.
Wow, 73%.
Would abandon a company if they don't feel like their data is being protected.
That's a lot of customers to lose.
It is a lot.
So how are companies like Amazon that collect tons of data on us
mm-hmm.
navigating all of this?
Well, Amazon is a great example of how data can be used.
For personalization.
Yeah, for personalization.
But it also makes you think, how much data is too much?
It really does. Every click you make, every purchase.
It's all being tracked.
It is.
It makes you think about your own online shopping habits.
It does.
And speaking of the past and learning from it.
Yeah.
The Target data breach from 2013.
Oh, right.
They were collecting lots of customer data.
They were.
But their security wasn't tight enough.
It wasn't.
Millions of customers were affected.
Yes.
Millions of dollars in fines.
Huge hit to their reputation, too.
Can you imagine if that happened today?
It would be huge.
So Target was kind of forced to become a leader in security by accident.
Kind of.
Which leads us to, what does the future of data protection look like?
Right.
What new tech is on the horizon for 2025?
Well, a big one is passwordless authentication.
Like getting rid of passwords.
Exactly. And Gartner predicts that 40% of large companies might adopt that by 2025.
I would love to get rid of passwords.
Oh, wouldn't we all?
But you mentioned AI
as
a technology for data protection.
Mm-hmm.
That seems kind of mind-bending.
It is a little bit.
How can AI, something that sometimes feels like it's straight out of sci-fi, actually make us more secure?
It's already being used in some really interesting ways.
Really?
To enhance security.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Like in finance, AI algorithms can analyze tons of transactions, like all the time.
Yeah, in real time.
Okay.
To look for fraud.
So it's like having a team of detectives.
Exactly.
Looking for anything suspicious.
Pretty much.
Wow, that's incredible.
And then in healthcare, AI is being used to predict epidemics and to personalize treatment plans.
Oh, wow.
It can analyze huge amounts of data.
More than a human could.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or find those patterns.
And it's being used in social media, too.
Really?
Yeah, to personalize our news feeds and filter out harmful content.
It really sounds like AI has the potential to do a lot of good.
I think so.
But I have to admit, when I hear about AI, I sometimes think about all those sci-fi movies.
I know what you mean.
Where the robots take over?
It's a common fear.
Is there a dark side to all of this?
I mean, like, any powerful tool,
right.
AI, has the potential for both good and bad.
Right.
like take the ChatGPT data leak that happened earlier this year.
Oh, right, right.
That really highlighted how things can go wrong.
Even with the best intentions.
So what happened there?
Well, it turned out that employees at a few companies were using ChatGPT to draft confidential documents.
Oh.
And that led to some sensitive information getting out.
Not on purpose, though.
No, it was more of a lack of awareness about the risks.
So it was kind of a wake-up call for companies.
It was a big wake-up call.
To have stricter guidelines.
Yeah, about using AI.
In the workplace.
Especially in the workplace.
So was the reaction just to restrict AI completely?
Well, some organizations did initially.
Right.
But the better approach seems to be more comprehensive policies and training programs.
To teach employees about responsible use.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like finding that balance between the power of AI
and
managing the risks is going to be super important going forward.
You got it.
So the lessons from ChatGPT,
they
apply to more than just chatbots, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's about any technology that handles sensitive data.
Exactly. Any technology.
It needs safeguards and a healthy dose of caution.
We have to be careful.
It really makes you think about your own organization's security practices.
It does. It really does.
So let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about solutions.
Sounds good.
What are some of the tools or strategies that can help us build a more secure future?
Well, one area that's really exciting is behavioral analysis.
What is that?
So systems like Darktrace.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. It uses AI
to
detect anomalies in real time.
So like before they become big problems.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like a really smart security system.
It is.
That learns and adapts.
It's constantly learning.
Wow, that sounds so helpful.
It is. Well, automated encryption is another big one.
Okay.
It uses AI to simplify that whole process of encrypting data.
So less human error.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So we're also seeing a rise in no-code platforms.
Like Webflow.
Yeah, like Webflow.
I've heard of that too.
Which let people build stuff without needing a ton of technical expertise.
So even if I don't know a lot about coding.
Even if you don't know anything.
I can still create things securely.
Exactly, and with security built in.
So it sounds like there are a lot of promising tools.
There are.
But as we rely more and more on technology.
Right.
There's this growing need for transparency.
There is.
From companies.
Absolutely.
We want to know how our data is being used.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think transparency is super important.
Yeah.
There was a study recently that found 68% of users want total transparency from companies when it comes to AI.
That makes sense.
We're giving them so much personal information. Mm-hmm. We want to know that it's being used ethically.
And responsibly.
Exactly.
It feels like we're at a crossroads.
I think we are.
We have all this amazing tech.
We do.
But we're still trying to figure out
how
to deal with the ethical side of it.
The ethical side is huge.
And guard against misuse.
It's a delicate balance.
Finding that balance. Mm. It's going to shape how AI and data privacy evolve.
I think so.
Do you have any examples of that balancing act?
I do. I recently read about how UNICEF is using AI to anticipate humanitarian crises.
Wow.
And get resources where they need to be more effectively.
That sounds like a really good use of AI.
It is.
Like for good.
Yeah. At BoxWorks 2024,
A
UNICEF representative talked about how they're using it to predict famines.
Oh, wow.
And get aid to the people who need it most.
So it can literally save lives.
It can.
But it's also that same technology that could be misused.
It could be.
So these ethical considerations are really important.
They're crucial.
So what can our listeners do
to
be more secure?
Right now.
Right now in this landscape.
Good question. One of the simplest things you can do is enable two-factor authentication on all your accounts.
Two-factor. I've heard of that.
It's really effective.
Okay.
You also might be surprised to learn that even something as simple as using website sliders can actually compromise your security.
Really?
Yeah. And using a VPN.
A VPN?
Like NordVPN can add another layer of protection.
I've heard of those.
Yeah, they're really useful.
So there are things we can do
that
aren't too complicated.
Absolutely.
What about companies?
Well, for companies,
investing
in those robust security solutions,
like
we talked about, behavioral analysis, automated encryption, that's essential.
Makes sense.
But honestly, even more important than that is fostering a culture of security awareness.
Okay.
among employees.
Okay, training them?
Training is huge.
Right.
Because even with the best tech,
yeah.
human error can mess things up.
It's like having a fancy security system but leaving the door unlocked.
Exactly.
Before we wrap up,
yeah.
are there any other scary facts or statistics?
Oh, there's one
okay.
that might make you double check your privacy settings.
Okay, I'm ready.
The average mobile app user shares data with 18 third-party right. services every day.
Wow.
And they often don't even know it.
18? That's yeah. a lot more than I would have thought.
It is a lot.
So we should really check those app permissions.
Definitely.
Be mindful of what we're sharing.
Even with apps that seem harmless,
yeah.
it's all about being informed
right.
and making conscious decisions.
Okay, so we've reached the end of our deep dive.
We have.
What's the key takeaway here?
AI is incredibly powerful.
Mm.
It has the potential to change so much.
Yeah.
But we have to be careful.
Right.
We need to think about the benefits.
And the risks.
Yeah, the risks are real.
So harnessing the power of this technology,
mm-hmm.
but also safeguarding our privacy.
Absolutely.
And making sure it's used ethically.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
It's an ongoing conversation that we need to keep having.
And that's what we try to do here.
Exactly.
Give you the knowledge you need.
To make those decisions.
To navigate this world.
It's a complex world.
It is.
But it's also fascinating.
So to recap,
mm-hmm.
we explored data privacy and data protection.
Oh, good.
The rise in data protection laws.
Right.
And then AI.
All the possibilities.
And the potential risks.
It's exciting and scary.
It is.
All at the same time.
If you want to learn more,
yeah.
check out the links in the show notes.
We have tons of resources.
Huge thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For sharing your insights with us.
It was my pleasure.
And to all of you listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
For this deep dive.
Into the world of data privacy and AI.
It's an important topic.
Technology is constantly evolving.
It is.
So staying informed is key.
You got it.
Until next time.
See you then.
Stay curious.
Stay safe.
And keep exploring.